Joining us now on WMAL, we welcome back Susan Ferriccio, Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Susan, Happy New Year. Welcome back.
Happy New Year, everyone.
We're so glad to have you back because there is so much to talk about. Where is the country going in 2018? What's on Congress's agenda that you see in let's say, like the first 3 months of 2018?
Well, they've got a very packed agenda just in January alone because, as you guys have been discussing, they've got to pass a big spending bill to keep the government funded past January. And they're working on this deal, a big immigration deal, which is perhaps one of the most significant immigration reform bills that we'll see in a long time. So that's in the works right now. And then thirdly, they are probably going to at least embark upon an infrastructure bill. And finally, they've got to work on legislation to raise the debt ceiling. These are all tough bills to get across the finish line. I think that you're going to see a lot of action in January, and I think this infrastructure bill is going to be really interesting. We'll probably hear more about it this month at the President's State of the Union address. So it's going to be a very busy first quarter in Congress.
You know, on this issue of keeping the government funded, Democrats have had a couple opportunities here to make immigration their leverage point, the idea that they would shut down the government in order to pass a DREAM Act, potentially a clean one is what they want, one that just would grant amnesty to millions of people. Do you see them making that their red line in this budget negotiation, or are they going to be more flexible than that?
No, the situation has really changed because they did not get that accomplished prior to Christmas, which is what they were hoping to do, to attach it to the spending bill, get some leverage, get what they wanted, get rid of this border wall money. Now what's happening is a deal is in the works with the Senate and the House and the White House, a bipartisan deal that may run with the spending deal if it's bipartisan, or it could run separately, which would pretty much pair legalizing these 700 or so young people who came here illegally in exchange for tougher border security that includes a border wall system, and that does include structure on the southern border, chain migration reform, and E-Verify, and all these other elements of border security, and in exchange for allowing the Dreamers to remain here legally. So that's in the works right now. And if they're able to pull off that deal, it really doesn't matter if it's in the spending deal or outside of it because it's got bipartisan approval if that does work out. So it's really interesting. It sounds like, you know, prior to Christmas, this thing was rolling along. There were talks happening, bipartisan talks happening, and it did include elements that both sides wanted. And significantly, it did include money for a southern border wall and a change in chain migration that would limit it to immediate nuclear family only and not, you know, the aunts, uncles, and cousins of those who are here legally. So that's pretty significant. Well, if that does get across the finish line, it's going to be a big deal.
In September, when Chuck and Nancy left the White House, they made this claim that they had reached an agreement with the president, a point which he disputed, that they had worked out a package, an agreement that, quote, excluded the wall. So have they given on that now? Are they open to wall?
That ship sailed weeks ago. I don't think many people noticed, but the president pushed back on that. He realized that his base doesn't like that. And I think the president, you know, came out after that meeting and said, no, that's not really what happened. And then, of course, Republicans in Congress said there's no way that's passed.
Susan, what are Democrats afraid of? It feels like in 2018 they just want to resist and then run on that. Are they afraid of the Dreamers here?
What they need out of this deal is to make sure their base and does not get angry with whatever comes out from this.
Yep.
So they have, that's what they're afraid of. They need to be careful that there's a legalization of the Dreamers and that there's some chain migration allowed with them. I think that's what they need. But their initial hope of getting a deal that excludes border wall money appears to be by the wayside now. I think they know they're not going to get that.
Right.
Of course, that White House meeting was pivotal. They thought they had leverage there. But there was pushback, and then, of course, they didn't get this thing where they attached it to
the
spending bill.
And now they have another conversation today with the White House.
Yeah, and
on this issue.
I worry about the Republicans angering their base, because even if you allow immediate family to come in, it's going to cost us billions of dollars in people coming here who are unskilled, who are sponsored, who are now going to be eligible for all sorts of programs that are funded by taxpayers.
Except the polls show people support the young people who came here illegally a little bit more than the, you know, legalizing everybody, the 11 million people. So I think Republicans know that, that there will be probably acceptance of the so-called Dreamers being allowed to stay as long as there's significant border security elements to it. And it appears that they're moving in that direction. We don't know what the final bill looks like. I've only heard about what's going on in these talks from the Republican perspective. I haven't heard yet from Senator Dick Durbin, who's also in on it. I'm sure he may have a different perspective. Ultimately, what comes out of here, there's going to have to be a win for both parties here, or it's going to stall. It's a very important deal, yep. Very critical deal, and I think we're going to start hearing more about it in the coming days. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, the base will support that, but they better get a lot of concessions to make them happy. Susan Ferriccio, really appreciate you this morning filling us in on Congress's task ahead.
Thanks a lot, guys.